This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump has arrived at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, where he'll stand trial in his New York hush money case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
Traffic was briefly halted. Pedestrians stopped in their tracks on the sidewalk as former President Trump's motorcade pulled up, and he entered this courthouse to both cheers and boos from a small group of protesters gathered outside, helicopters flying overhead. He is, after all, a former president and the Republican nominee in 2024, so the security is extra. Everything about this is extra.
First up, jury selection. Hundreds of New Yorkers are waiting in the jury room. The lawyers for both sides will have questions for them.
It's going to be things like, have you ever been to a Trump rally? What media do you watch? I mean, do you watch MSNBC versus Fox News? These little sort of details will tell you a lot.
ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams, and this is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials say there's at least a high risk of wildfires across Wisconsin today. The Department of Natural Resources says dry brush and windy weather make for perfect conditions for wildfires. Wisconsin firefighters were called to more than 30 fires across the state over the weekend. Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore is speaking out about a swatting incident at her home last month. Someone called the police to claim a kidnapped woman was in Moore's basement.
I do feel concerned that people will be confused and misguided and misled, and this may decrease. This is a voter suppression tactic.
Moore spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A public meeting will be held this month on the indigenous human remains that were found at a construction site for the Twin Ports Interchange Project. According to a Fox 21 report, the remains were found over a year ago and forced a complete halt in construction work on that section of the project. The meeting will be held at Clyde Iron in Duluth on April 29th at 6 p.m. The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council and the Minnesota Department of Transportation will release more information about the halted project. The Lake Superior Zoo is announcing some big changes for the future. The zoo will be adding a new pavilion to host weddings, parties, and educational programs for area kids. Zoo officials also announced they will be receiving a number of new animals throughout the rest of 2024, but didn't want to spoil the surprise of what those animals will be. The zoo will also be hosting fundraisers throughout the spring and summer to support some of the new exhibits, which will feature food, drinks, and unique animal experiences. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
What
are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISO'd the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, cooler with scattered rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain with an inch or more possible tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 49.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's unbelievable, but I've been jamming to Motown for over 60 years. And these songs sound as beautiful to me today as they did when I was a 10-year-old boy. It's unbelievable. You know, listening to Marvin Gaye and Mercy, Mercy Me, made that song in about 1969. And you play it today, you know, oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas, fistful of mercury, poisoning the wind that blows from the north to south, the east. Mercy, mercy me. Wow. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, it's a election year, and everybody's talking about, you know, Biden or Donald Trump. And, you know, there are, without question, major differences in the philosophies of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And so if you support the Republicans because, you know, they say immigration is the number one issue and we need to make sure that we deal with the immigration issue, then, okay, I hear you. But you can't dismiss things like this. Republicans are looking... Here's one of the major things. It's so many different things that you need to be cognizant and aware of, and I love having the opportunity to bring this information to you Monday through Friday. I thank Civic Media every day for giving me that opportunity. Senate Republicans are preparing to go on record in favor of gouging Americans with sky-high junk fees. Just months before a major presidential election, where the economy will play a deciding role. In a recent report in American Prospect, reporter David Dayan delved into the GOP's response to a new rule from President Joe Biden's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, capping credit card junk fees at $8. Now, you know, we get gouged and we don't even realize we're being gouged. So there's a fee called a credit card junk fee. Calvin, are you aware of that called something called a credit card junk fee?
I'm aware they exist. I'm not really sure what they are or where to find where if
Hey man, I'm almost three times your age, and I didn't know they existed. Okay, so you know, most of us don't. The question is, why is there a credit card junk fee? And why is it unregulated? Say what you will about the Democrats and Joe Biden, but they put an $8 cap on it because they thought it just was not right that you gouge the American people. They don't even know that this is happening and that that rate is unregulated. Like I said, you can be a Republican and support Donald Trump because he's your man, or, you know, you're a Republican, you're a conservative, you agree with the things they do. But in this instance, Republicans are opposed to the $8 cap that Joe Biden and the Democrats want to put on the credit card companies. Now, listen to this. Now, the people who are opposed to it are Republicans. So, Senator Tim Scott, Republican from South Carolina, who's in line to become possibly Donald Trump's VP, you know, in his run. The Senate, he is the leading Senate Banking Committee, the number one ranking member of the Senate Banking Committee. It's Tim Scott, this Republican from South Carolina. Now, he's opposed to putting this cap on the credit cards, you know, the junk fees. Now listen to the people who stand with Tim Scott and the Republicans. Scott's push to overhaul the Biden administration's limit on junk fees has the full support of, didn't say the American people. Listen to who, you know, who supports this. The full support, the Republicans and Tim Scott have full support of not the American people, of the banking industry's top lobbyists and trade associates. Scott's statement noted that his bill was supported by the Consumer Bankers Association, America's Credit Unions, Independent Community Bankers of America, Bank Policy Institute, American Bankers Association, Americans for Tax Reform, Competitive Enterprise Institute, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. What? What? So on the one side of things, Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to put a cap on something that clearly should be immoral. Hidden fees on the American people who don't even know that these fees exist, and the fees are gouging the American people. And on the one side is a government that says we've got to put a stop to this, or we've got to at least bring it within reason. On the other side, the people who support it are the major people who are doing this to you and I. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789. I don't get it. I really don't. When people go against their own self-interest, I don't care. If I was supporting Democrats and Democrats were pushing this, I would be the first one to condemn them for it. I would. Because you're doing something that's against what's in the best interest of me, a taxpayer. 844-967-2789. I know you're out there. on both sides of this, Democrats as well as Republicans. You've got to at least give credit where credit is due. You know, I got a wallet full of credit cards. Yeah, I do. And like most of you do. But I never knew that there were all these fees, hidden fees, that I was paying on those cards. And the fact that they're unlimited, what I'm paying, how is that a good thing for the American? How's that a good thing for you and I? We continue as citizens falling further and further and further behind in our country because of policies like the one that exists with all these junk fees that we are paying. And I know what people are saying, Calvin. Well, on the other side of this, the major banking institution, hey, Earl, didn't you read the small print? What? Hey, Calvin, even if I read the small print, it's written in legalese, I'd never be able to understand it anyway. 844-967-2789. So voting for the presidency, you know, I get that. You're voting for your man. You know, Joe Biden's my man. Donald Trump's my man. I understand that. You know, the emotion tied into that. You know, it's my team. You know, I'm voting for the team. But then when you get information like what I just gave to you, shouldn't you pause and say, wait a minute, this makes no sense. Why is my team supporting the people who are taking advantage of me? I mean, shouldn't that be a thought process? We talk about critical thinking. Part of critical thinking is reasoning. Look, I get it. You know, Trump is your man. The Republicans, that's who you support. So even in the face of truth, you just dismiss it. Listen, I want to make sure that this $8, you know, rate, which I think is wrong, because, you know, they call it a junk fee. What's a junk fee? Well, if you can hold it to $8, you know, maybe I can live with that. But, you know, I'd much rather, you know, not have it at all. But if you can hold it to $8, I can live with that. I don't know what they're charging us. Could be $25, $30. And yet the Republicans don't want to do anything to cap that. 844-967-2789. As promised, and not as promised, as I said over the weekend, Iran was going to attack Israel. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You're tuned in to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So Iran, fired over 300 missiles, rockets, and drones at Israel over the weekend. And with that attack, I think only one or two rockets got through. Very little, if any, damage happened to Israel because of the Iron Shield that Israel has, but also because Saudi Arabia and the United States had ships, warships, that helped shoot down many of those rockets in retaliation for Israel, attacking an Iranian consulate and killing military advisors for Iran. And so Iran warned. And America warned Israel and said that this attack was going to take place. It was imminent. Israel knew it was imminent. And so very little, if any, damage was done. President Biden said that, and others, and the United States military said that Israel should leave it at that. No one was hurt. Injured, very little, if any, property damage from this attack and or response to what happened. And I'll tell you, it's the best possible outcome because this is as dangerous a situation as we've been in, and I say we, the United States, since the Bay of Pigs. It really clearly could lead to an escalation. And Joe Biden and the United States has clearly said to Israel, we are dedicated to defending Israel. We're dedicated to defending you. Make no mistake about that. And we were there. And our ships were there. And our intelligence was there. But he also said to Prime Minister Netanyahu that we're not going to be a part of any attack on Iran. This is what Joe Biden speaking for the United States people that we would not be engaged in any attack on Iran. 844-967-2789 is the number. You got to understand the complexities of what this is and where we are and the inherent dangers. Joe Biden, President Biden used the verbiage, take the win. And what does he mean by take the win? Well, he fired 30 rockets and drones, and few, if any, touched land in Israel. So nobody got hurt. Let's leave it there. If you choose to retaliate in a manner, this is President Biden speaking, not me. If you choose to retaliate Israel and fire rockets at Iran, you'll do that on your own. That's a heavy statement for the United States government and the president of the United States to make to Israel. No president has ever spoken in those terms since the relationships were built between Israel and the United States. 844-967-2789. And at the same time, what are the Republicans' response to this delicate, delicate situation? What is their response? You know, their response is what you would expect. You know, they've condemned President Biden because from their perspective, President Biden is the one who made it possible for Iran to attack Israel. Here's what I don't understand. When a situation is as delicate as this one, wouldn't you expect the nation, those leaders, governmental leaders, to understand this is not the time to play politics? What do you want? I mean, what do you expect to happen? Those of you who, again, the GOP, who started throwing shade at Joe Biden, I don't know what you wanted him to do. Like, I guess you want him to go ahead and you want the United States to be involved in an attack on Iran, not knowing what that would lead to. And then the fact that you publicly make such ignoramus statements as if we need to escalate this, you know, and their sons aren't going to be the ones involved in that escalation. It's easy for people to say those things. There are American people whose sons and daughters are in military uniforms and who need to be protected as much as possible. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Your thoughts.
Thank you. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he wants more money for the universities of Wisconsin. Evers on Friday said he's going to ask the legislature for the largest investment in higher education in more than 20 years. Financial updates for seven campuses last week show stagnant or falling enrollment, rising expenses, and budget deficits. The O.J. Simpson murder trial was 30 years ago, but it changed the news business in ways we still see today. Experts say that's when news viewers started to let their feelings about events affect the way they view the facts.
Our emotions are definitely present, and that they may be swaying our thinking. So it's important to ask questions, to be skeptical.
Tessa Joles is with the Center for Media Literacy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A new housing development has officially broken ground in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, the Lakeview apartment building will contain hundreds of housing units across 15 stories in downtown Duluth, addressing a major need for more available housing in the area. The apartment complex reportedly plans to open in the fall of 2025 with 210 units. Officials also say the $87 million project will include commercial space on the ground floor for things like restaurants and retail stores. A homeless encampment in Superior was reportedly cleared out on Thursday. According to a Fox 21 report, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad had law enforcement agents remove six people from private railroad property near the Belknap Viaduct. The company also reportedly did not alert the Superior Police Department to their plan, but when officers found out, they went to the property with their mental health response team to connect the displaced people with shelters. None of the displaced people were arrested. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olson were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When you break it down, the rules of life are pretty simple. The big one, don't murder anyone. The second rule, if you find yourself suspected of such a crime, don't joke about it. Bob Costas says he visited O.J. Simpson in jail years ago. The two had become friends while working for NBC Sports. When the two men put their hands on the glass while sitting across from each other, O.J. noticed Costas had a bandage on his hand and a little drop of blood was visible, to which O.J. said, "You did it." Although Costas has been a suspect in his share of murders, this was not one of them. If you're looking for something new to watch, here's my latest Schwabamendation. Ripley is a creepy good watch. The show takes a couple episodes to get going, but then does not look back as actor Andrew Scott masterfully plays the title character. The cast is rounded out with Johnny Flynn and Dakota Fanning. The story has been told many times over the years, but I recommend this version that you can see on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, cooler with scattered rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain with an inch or more possible tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day, he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Yeah.
just cry every night for you.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. And I'm telling you, I could sit here and for the entire 24 hours just play Motown music and never repeat a song. That's how great Motown was and continues to be. Welcome back again to a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I was talking before we took the short break about the attack that took place over the weekend. I don't understand just how historical that attack was, and the fact that, you know, 300 rockets and drones were fired with bad intent, and barely one got through, caused minimal damage to human beings or to the landmass of Israel. And because of the fact that not just the Iron Dome that the United States supplies the inner workings of to Israel, the United States ships were there shooting down rockets as well. So how do the Republicans react to what is a situation that is as dangerous a situation for our nation as we've been in since, I'd say, the Bay of Pigs? Well, GOP officials from both the House and the Senate took the Sunday shows to try and chastise President Biden for Iran's attack on Israel on Saturday, even as Biden directed the U.S. to help intercept Iran's drones and missiles. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Representative Mike Turner, along with Senators Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance and John Kennedy, all appeared to various Sunday morning talk shows to respond to Iran's Saturday attack on Israel, its first direct attack on the U.S. ally. Each of them took turns in their respective interviews bashing Biden, the Biden's administration, Middle East policies, and then said that more aid funding needed to pass Congress to bolster Israel's defenses. Who's holding up the aid package to Israel? It's not the Democrats. It's the Republicans. They're the ones holding up the defense package to Israel. So how dare they then turn around and point the finger at Joe Biden? If people just thought just a little bit, just think just a little bit, do a little critical thinking, and they couldn't get away with the things that they say. Because it's ridiculous. You know, to talk about giving aid to Israel and blaming the Democrats and Biden when the people who have stopped that are Republicans. Turner, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, tried to use his Meet the Press interview on Sunday to rail against the Biden administration's perceived deference to Iran, arguing that the White House insistence on Sunday that it did not want to further escalate the conflict amounted to a dismissal of Iran's attack, which came days after the killing of one of Iran's top officials in Syria, which Tehran blames on Israel. Nobody got hurt. So why would you escalate it? Let's go to Susan again from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Good morning. I actually watched all these interviews myself, and because I wanted to see what they would have to say regarding this. I support Biden, and Israel should take the win. Nothing actually happened detrimental to the country, and I supported Biden in this. And what I heard from the Republican Party is a bunch of hypocrites. And then when it came down to asking them about support, well, we'll support Israel. And then they asked about, well, what about Ukraine? Ukraine is fighting for democracy. Well, we tied that to the border. Well, yeah, Biden did give you a border plan, and you voted that down too. And that still leaves no money for Ukraine. So what are you talking about? You support one country, but you don't support another country who's fighting for democracy as well. Republicans are using this as a political football. And in my opinion, Biden did the right thing. If you and I are from the era of Vietnam, and if people wouldn't understand 58,267 people of our American soldiers died in Vietnam.
For nothing.
Of those, for nothing. And of those 58,000, 33,103 were 18 years old, 8,283 were 19 years old, 12 were 17, and 5 were 16 years old. These kids never got a chance to live. Are we going to do that to another group of poor kids? I think not. I will stand on the ground and I will fight for their lives all that I can and march, because no more. We are not going to give any more of our young poor kids to the meat grinder because these elitists want a war. As far as I am concerned, if we go to war with this country, Trump's kids and all these Republican parties, their kids are going to need to be in the front line, and we'll see how they like it.
Hey, Susan, well said. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Earl. You know what? It feels like the Republicans are trying to set a trap with Joe Biden. You know, first you had Donald Trump, who was able to completely not allow anyone into this country because of an actual, pandemic that was going on in the world. And it's like the Republicans want Joe Biden to do the same thing. Everything they want him to do, it seems to me, is something that they could get on him and try to impeach him on. And Joe Biden's not that dumb. But the thing is, you have all these people clap, why doesn't Joe Biden do this? Why doesn't Joe... Because you know what? It's probably against the law. And that's probably something that Trump actually did. And he could do the thing at the border because of the fact that it was a pandemic going on. But the Republicans are the ones that keep on screaming about open border, open border, open border. So people think that it's open. And it's not even open. But I just feel like they're trying to do everything they can to put Joe Biden into a hole and make him do something so then they can come back and say, you know what, he shouldn't have done that, that's illegal, and now we're going to impeach him.
So, Tom, so I'm old enough, and I've read enough history on the wars to know that what has always happened in this nation is people who had disagreements, especially in Congress, when we got involved in something like what transpired on this past Saturday, whatever disagreements we had with the commander in chief, we kept it to ourselves because we understood the importance of having a united front when we entered into these kinds of things. Never before has that taken place. But today, hypocritical Republicans will go on television and condemn the commander-in-chief. Tom, thank you very much for the call. That's the issue. Hey, Al, you're a veteran. Your thoughts?
Have you ever played chess?
Oh, absolutely. But not with, hey, but Al, not when we're talking about something as serious as this and what it could lead to.
Well, this is a game of chess, and they're baiting Biden to do something just like Tom said, to the point where they can turn that on him and say it's all his fault. But the key is they're trying to start a worldwide war.
I know.
And that's the key to the whole issue. The point, though, is that the Trump people, and the, excuse me for that lady that just spoke, when she gave you numbers about the number of people dying in Vietnam, she didn't include the other 20,000 who died after we got home from Agent Orange and all the other diseases that we contracted and the injuries that were sustained, and the VA turned those people away and would not give them assistance. As I told you before, over 2/3 of the veterans who have honorable discharges will not be served by the VA because either their injuries came after they came home or mental problems and, because of the fact that they have income limits on how much people can earn in order to be served by the veterans, even though you're an honorable discharge veteran. So people don't see all of that.
Hey, Al.
But the point is, this game of chess that these people are playing, it's all about the election. They want Trump to be
Al,
elected.
I understand
so
all.
You can turn this into a dictator.
Al, I understand all of that, Al. But you also know, being a wounded veteran, you also know that historically, when these types of situations revealed themselves in this nation, whether they were Republicans or Democrats, when this kind of a situation occurred, they kept their mouths shut and they went along with it. They didn't turn around the day after and blame the president of the United States for Iran firing those rockets. And they didn't give any credit to the president of the United States for having the military there to deflect and stop those rockets. And then they had the unmitigated gall to fix their lips to say, well, we need to get some more money into Iran for defense. I mean, to Israel for defense. What are you talking about? You're the ones who stopped it. You know, and I just think that the American people who look at this, Al, see it for what it is, and then won't utter a mumbling word about what they know is wrong. They know this is wrong, and yet they'll continue to support it. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment that kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
On the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I haven't been able to sit still all morning. I've just been jamming to Motown. And, you know, Calvin, thank you. You know, I mean, man, the music is, come on, man. But anyway, you know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, the fact that conservatives were blaming President Joe Biden for not giving resources to Israel. And anybody, you know, who, you know, has two ears and is not deaf, and two eyes or eyes and not blind, knows the truth. The fact that Republicans have done everything within their power to prevent those resources from going to Israel. Now, this is the Washington Post this morning. The father and son, pastors Danny and Stephen Hole, had just returned from Israel, and it was time for the congregants gathered before them to hear what American Christians can, what they must do to support the Jewish state in this time of peril. Evangelicals are fed up, excuse me, with the House GOP's Israel aid holdouts. Now, the evangelicals know exactly who is behind them not receiving, Israel not receiving the financial support. You just can't be a Christian and watch the nation of Israel go through what they're going through and sit back and do absolutely nothing, says Stephen Hole, who in late March was visiting his father's church, New Life Pentecostal, here in Greenville. Let's go to Mike from Fillmore. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I don't want to change your subject, and I know you're a good man. I listen to you all the time. You got a good heart. But I just wanted to relay, I had a little flashback, and with that woman that called, just remember that my fellow brothers didn't die for nothing. they died to save the guy in the right and save the guy in the left. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much for that call. You know, I understand Mike is a veteran, and I never disrespect veterans. You know, my second oldest brother was in those fields at 17 years old, Walking Point in Vietnam. It affected his life. He's now 72, and he has never recovered from fighting in that war, like many other friends of mine who have gone through that. And so what we're saying is we should never again have to send young people off to die unless we absolutely know how critically important it is. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I tuned in a little late, but my whole thinking about this is I'm not nearly as worried about Israel as I am as Ukraine. I think with the GOP holding up money for Ukraine is just unforgivable. We need to help them. Israel, they have money. I don't hear Netanyahu saying we're short on cash. I do hear Zelensky saying we really need your money and it's critical now. This has to happen. So that is my 2 cents right now.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. So the point I'm making is that the evangelicals who support Republicans and Donald Trump are upset and frustrated that the resources have been held up to Israel. And so the truth of the matter is we know who's held them up. We know who's held them up. And once again, I will reiterate, people can be and believe and side with whatever part of the political spectrum that you want to. But I also believe that reason should be a part of it. And when you hear Republicans, when it comes to these issues, you clearly can tell that they're playing politics with all of these different things, and people's lives are at stake. So when you get ready to vote, you know, when you say this is my man, this is who I'm supporting, I'm a Republican, I support the Republicans, I get that. You know, but man, just look at what they are doing. And take into consideration what they stand for. I'm going to vote for somebody who stands for what I believe in, what is right, what is just. That's my standard. You all have your own standards in this country. You have a right to those things. I'm going to keep, as long as they give me an opportunity, I'm going to keep on coming here and bringing truthful information. And if people disagree that what I'm saying is not the truth, 844-967-2789 is the number. You can always correct me, and I'll stand corrected. But you got to be right. All right, we got to run. What a great Motown Monday. Hate to end it. Up next, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air, and Greg Bach. Hey, I'm going to be out enjoying the weather, Calvin. Great as always. See you later.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The man. Peggy Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump in court this morning, day